This is Onwell Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onwell Radio News at 11. I'm Olive Thomas. The World Bank has provided its first development support to the government of Liberia with the signing of an IDA grant agreement amounting to US $24.7 million. Finance and Development Planning Minister Samuel Tua signed on behalf of the government of Liberia, while World Bank's Group Country Director for Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone, Henry Carrilly, signed on behalf of the World Bank. According to the agreement, US $20 million is for the implementation of the fourth poverty reduction strategy, while US $4.67 is specifically intended for the Forest Landscape Single Donor Trust Fund. The agreement signed at the weekend further outlines the project's focus to include strengthening governance with particular emphasis on transparency and accountability, as well as budget execution and oversight. Liberia's Military High Command has begun activities leading to the observance of this year's Armed Forces Day. Speaking to Onwell Radio, the Assistant Chief of Staff for Planning and Policy said the event started today with a symposium in Monrovia. Lieutenant Colonel Yankun Williams disclosed that the symposium focuses on the role of the military in Liberia's democratic transition. According to Colonel Williams, the symposium is being held under the theme Safeguarding the Military Integrity During Democratic Transitions to Promote Peace and Stability in Liberia. Finance Minister Samuel Tua is serving as keynote speaker. Monrovia City Mayor Designate has assured employees of the Monrovia City Corporation, the MCC, that his administration has no intention of taking their jobs. Jefferson Koji encouraged the employees to remain dedicated and service-oriented to make Monrovia clean, green and safe. He spoke at the weekend when employees of the Monrovia City Corporation hosted a welcoming ceremony for his arrival. Mr. Koji praised President George Weah for giving him the opportunity to serve his people and thanked the MCC family for welcoming him, saying the massive turnout is an indication of their willingness to support his leadership. A youth group is undertaking a campaign to mainstream the involvement of young people in the peace-building process. The African Youth with Disability is working with youth in Maryland County, encouraging them to lead a process of peace consolidation and democratic governance. The group's executive director told Onwell Radio that they are working with more than 100 youth in Barabo and Callaway districts in Maryland to increase their participation in the promotion of accountability in the governance process. Benedict Weah added that through this campaign, the youth are beginning to engage their leaders to make true on promises made during the national elections. Weah believes that the youth can be major actors in the process of promoting transparency and accountability in the society. The news is coming to you from Onwell Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Media reports say South Africa's President Jacob Zuma has defied his party and refused to step down. He and senior members of the African National Congress held talks on Sunday, but no details of their meeting have been released. Facing corruption allegations, Mr. Zuma was replaced as ANC leader in December. Party leaders who may be trying to oust Mr. Zuma before his State of the Nation address later this week will hold an emergency meeting on today, Monday. Julius Malema, an opposition leader and former ANC member, said on Twitter that Mr. Zuma had been asked to step down but had refused. Samson Hae Lee Jae-yong has been freed from jail after a South Korean court suspended his 5-year jail term for bribing the country's ex-president. Seoul High Court upheld parts of the conviction but used its discretion to release the executive. Prosecutors may challenge the decision in the country's Supreme Court. The case grabbed the public amid growing anger against the country's biggest companies, known as chaebols, and their influence on wider society. In Monday's hearing, the court halved Lee's original sentence to 2.5 years and suspended the sentence for charges including bribery and embezzlement, meaning he does not have to serve any more prison term. His lawyer said despite his release, Lee plans to appeal against the remaining guilty verdicts. And conservative Christian preacher Fabricio Alvarado has had a strong showing in the first round of Costa Rica's presidential election, which was dominated by the issue of gay marriage. With most votes counted, Mr. Alvarado had 24.7%, with nearest rival Carlos Alvaro on 21.6%. As neither won 40%, both candidates will go to a runoff in April. Same-sex marriage became a key issue after a court ruled that such alliances should be recognized in the country. The Inter-American Court of Human Rights requires deeply Catholic Costa Rica to abide by its ruling. That's the OME Radio News at 11. A production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.umissions.org, facebook.com/UNMIL2003, or twitter/UNMIL News. I'm Olive Thomas. Good morning.